loss of life for citizens from police actions that, in the most extreme of interpretations, were in response to alleged misdemeanor offenses. This nation, and indeed this city, have taken the challenge of these tragic events and vowed not to let them go without our most vocal condemnation and demand for reform. The outrage and the civil disobedience it's triggered will continue because we remain committed to securing justice for all victims of police violence. Correcting the problems that the city and the Bureau face here will not be addressed by a single initiative or practice. Simple answers to complex problems always result in an exacerbation of the problem that it sought to correct. The National Urban League has outlined a 10-point set of police reform and accountability recommendations, which we call the Journey to Justice Plan. I don't have the time to read through each of them, but I want to outline two or three of them. One is a review and revision of police use of deadly force policies. The other is the appointment of special prosecutors to investigate police misconduct given the recent failings of our grand jury systems. The other is the revision of the National Police Accreditation System to make sure that there is mandatory enforcement of those policies in order for local police departments to be eligible for federal funds. The last one is the National Comprehensive Anti-Racial Profiling Legislation Enablement. And finally, the widespread use of body cameras. The Urban League believes that the use of body cameras is one of the best opportunities available to citizens and officers for objective recording of an incident. We also believe that it has the potential to modify the behavior of all parties. They can serve to protect the public against police misconduct and also officers against false accusations. But this recommendation is not without problems. The most noteworthy is the concern for the potential for violation of privacy rights of bystanders, witnesses, and victims. However, we face the difficult choice of selecting between the potential for violating privacy and the absolute need to advance police accountability. The Urban League believes that if implemented within a strong policy and practice framework, the use of this technology can be utilized in a manner that does not create unmanageable risk to personal privacy. It can be achieved by establishing clear and mandatory policies on when body cams have to be active, determining when and how citizens are notified that they are being recorded, determining how information videos record will be made available to the public, and limiting their use to only relevant circumstances. And finally, determining how long evidence of these encounters will be kept on file by the Bureau and by the court system. All of these are questions that need to be part of the implementation framework. I am agnostic as to the procurement process that counsel and the Bureau will use in going forward on this. What the Urban League is not agnostic on is the belief that this technology with relevant safeguards has got to be a part of the community policing process for this city going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Humanitarian PDX. I myself like the body cams. I believe that it will be a deterrent on excessive force. I think studies will show that. Again, if I don't like a camera, turn those cameras off. I don't want you filming me right now. Now, there's going to be a debate on my privacy rights to say that. But when an officer is out there trying to do his job, there's going to be a lot more, in my opinion, transparency. I want to have access from the public to those videos themselves. And I know there's going to be a lot of resistance on that. I know there's going to be a lot of fine-tuning on what we can have access to. and that is to be worked out. And I know on this RFI, I don't see any problem with them getting number bids on what the cameras will cost. I think that's within reason. I mean, if you provide full disclosure on certain things will have to be approved prior to them being awarded the contract, I don't see any issue on that. We should have an idea where the overall cost will be and let people step up and they understand what direction we're going. From my position, I just want the public to have more transparency on what officers are doing. And if we have officers agreeing to that, it's going to be very difficult for me to go against that because we all have video cameras on us. We all walk around with cameras on us. We all walk by cameras every day. So if we're that concerned about it, I mean, we don't want to go outside. But the reality is, to reduce excessive force, we need to have these type of cameras on officers. We need to be able to somehow access that information. It will be a deterrent to officers on excessive force. There's no doubt in my mind it'll be a deterrent. The more ways that we can watch what they're doing, the better off the overall public will be as far as on safety issues. We know there's a problem, and now is the time to put something in place because in the past it hasn't worked. And every time we can step up and look at a police officer and say, we don't think what you did is right, it's because we normally catch them on video. And that's what has changed the whole dynamics for the public, and we have to look at that close. I'm all for this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Afternoon, sorry.
Good afternoon. My name is Crystal Elinsky. I represent 10,000. I missed the earlier testimony on street fees, but I'll bring it in to especially Commissioner Novick, but hello, Commissioner Fritz, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Saltzman, and the Redux, and Michael and Lightning. I thank everybody for being here, especially at a time like this, because it seems like, again, when I look at the time and resources being thrown hither and thither, it's a bit silly to me. Especially since, well, as somebody said very well last week, one of the city monitors, that the street fees would be the downfall for Commissioner Novick. I think the police would be the downfall for Mayor Hales. And it must be so frustrating to listen to this with the money being thrown, like $500,000 for new technology that, of course, we have to train the police on because that takes forever, and they get paid more than $50 an hour. In fact, maybe you all want to get paid $15 during this period while we check it out. But, I don't know, giving a $9 million break to the Nines Hotel. Here and there, we're just throwing money at things. New SUVs for the police force. They have all sorts of toys. Santa Cruz is up in arms right now because they just tried to get federal money for their militarized police. And it seems ridiculous because Portland is so similar to places like Santa Cruz. Why can't we fix our streets? It seems to me that's a lot more important to fix the streets, our infrastructure. Police are a bane to our infrastructure. They make things fall apart. And how do we fix that? Well, I've talked to you before, but there's a lot of good ideas right here on the Right to the City Coalition. I would say that, you know, technology, like techno fixes, like I spoke about last week, you know, it often causes more problems than it brings. And already the police record. In fact, when we were arrested two Saturdays ago, one of the police officers told me, we always have body cameras on us. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, yes, we've had them forever. Actually, no, they just announced it 3 months ago. So I don't know what you're thinking. And then they use what they already have as instruments. I don't agree with you here, Lightning, as threats and ways to instigate people and hurt people. So they use their instruments to like shine the crazy light on people that, you know, have issues with seizures. They use the camera to get in faces and instigate problems. And I think they would have to be trained all around that. So otherwise, I don't have a problem with the body cameras. I think they already get a lot of electromagnetic radiation in their cars. And I imagine if you're going to be using more technology, why not put it on live stream? And while you're at it, why not stop criminalizing people, passersby, observers, from filming the police? So we would like to do that, too. are you going to get rid of the 48-hour Applebee's deal where if you're filming it, is it going to be closed off for while they sit at Applebee's and decide which cameras, which segments they're going to use for their argument? And, stop using it as a weapon, maybe have it live, and listen to us, because it's all here, and this conversation is going to come up again, so why are we wasting city council time on it? The only time I felt listened about the police was when I was in Judge Simon's quarters, and here you're going, trying to appeal his decision. This is a distraction. We need to be talking about the police, but let's do it coherently and integrated. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
And quit paying them money to bring their guns into this room when it's not necessary. We already have security here.
Thank you. Next, please.
The next three are Michelle Munt, Eric Harrow, and King Bishop Stiles.
Okay, Ms. Munt, go ahead.
My name is Michelle Munt, and I'm a citizen, live in Northwest Portland. I agree with a lot of things that are said, and I want to give my time to someone else, but I used to make bad outbursts all the time, and thank you for working with me to let this be my way of making my outburst.
Thank you. Welcome.
Okay. I guess I'll take her minutes. I came prepared to say good morning. It was a few hours ago, so now I have to say good afternoon.
Thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
I'm sorry we're missing lunch. I sympathize. We're getting weary. But I just wanted to be able to maybe deepen
just
this.
Just give us your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. My name is Eric Rowe, and I'm also with Right to the City. And we met briefly yesterday when you invited protesters into your office.
Right. Thanks for coming.
And this issue about body cams is something that I raised there, and I understand why you were surprised by that when I said that we opposed body cams. And you were taken aback and said, I thought protesters wanted body cams. And I needed a chance to explain more and didn't have the chance then. So I'll try to start some of that today. I know it's counterintuitive. And just like you, when I first was presented with this idea, it just sounds rational and obvious, like everybody is saying. I mean, it just seems like it would work to curtail police brutality, that police would see themselves as constantly being held accountable. But like so many issues that sound rational at first, when you do empirical studies, it doesn't quite pan out that way. And so I'll refer you to the document that Joanne Hardesty said she sent this morning to your email. So sometime later, you'll get a chance to check that out. But just briefly, it's a Fusion.net 3-month investigation of 5 cities. And those 5 cities are Albuquerque, New Orleans, Salt Lake City, Oakland, and Fort Worth. And for all 5 cities, surprisingly, they found that police body cams were not working to reduce excessive use of force. And here the devil is in the detail, and you'd have to look very closely at how they're being used, how they're being turned off, how police are not being held accountable for turning off the body cams, how in controversial cases no one has access to that video. So it's one of those cases where it's, as I said, counterintuitive, where it seems rational, but then when you look closely at the details, it's just not working out. So I hope you have time to look at that article, that 3-month investigation, and I'll leave it there for now. There are other issues involved.
Yeah, I'll certainly read that and look forward to hearing from you and others on this subject, because on its face, as you said, used right, should be helpful, but we got to look at the evidence. Thank you.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm King Bishop Stiles, representing the Three Kings of Portland. And I'd like to request 2 extra minutes just in case I need it.
We'll try, but we're going to have to take a recess here in a few minutes.
Great. Not a problem. I'm trying to be as fast as I possibly can. So I really appreciate Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish on just like your veracity in attacking legislation on this particular issue and procedure. My personal mission is to bridge the gap in between the community and the law enforcement. in order to bridge the gap of untrust that's going on right now. And I really would like to start with saying I know that it's a hard issue as far as the body cams are concerned, especially due to the recent happenings with Eric Garner. And as of about 6 weeks ago, my personal profiling in Southwest Portland, due to the presentations that I give through the ACLU on rights with police, I was able to have a good interaction, but using my camera on my phone, it was just obvious, you know, right away. The police officer covered up his name tags, you know, did not want to be filmed. So that is something that's alarming for me in looking into money being spent on cameras and being legitimately accountable for actions. And I just wonder if money would be better spent in real accountability as far as training and the ability to be able to realistically engage with the community in conversations and building relationship to have that true transparency. Because like I said, you know, just in my personal encounter, there wasn't any transparency. There wasn't any accountability. That the police officer recognized that I had knowledge and I used it and did everything that he possibly could to not be, you know, recognized. So I would also call, just for the acknowledgement, that there is a running theme. As I stated last week, I'm the new kid on the block, and so I'm taking a lot of this in. But in my observation, there is a running theme of last minute. We all have a lot of things that we need to do. But if there is an ability for all of us to share information with each other that isn't last minute so that we can really go and through things with a fine-tooth comb and really do the best that we can for our community, I think that that would serve us very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
Sorry. The next three are Ben Pickering, Seamus Cook, and Young Nam.
Okay, come on up, please.
The other two had to go to work.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go with Roger David Hardesty and Trudy Cooper.
Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Young Nam. I'm a Portland Public Schools teacher, PAT member, and also a member of the Right to the City Coalition. And I just want to say that, you know, I think this is a huge distraction. I mean, ultimately, the problem that we have is that not only do we not have any accountability with the police, but we have no accountability with city public officials. I find it ironic that you would be asking for federal funding for the body cams when the city council is rejecting the federal judge oversight of the police because of its track record of not holding police accountable. I mean, unless we have the willingness from city leaders to stand up against the police and hold people accountable, which we know has not been happening, this is a waste of time and money. And we would be better off spending that money on things like $15 minimum wages, the underlying problems of inequality that we have in the city. And also, I mean, it's not only the cost of the cameras, right, the ongoing costs of operating them, when clearly our city has no will to raise taxes on the rich or corporations to make them pay for anything like that. I even found out, some of you have found out that discovered the thing about the NUMMI financial debit cards that are being used. This kind of privatization and extracting fees from people of color and the poor. And also, I think I just found saw something that Mayor Adams was talking about, not paying for the fingerprinting to the Multnomah County sheriffs. And so we're already not paying for things that the city's doing. And to waste our time talking about creating new techno fixes, so-called fixes, when the cops can just turn the cameras off or they have the 48-hour rule after something happens to do who knows what, and we're not addressing any of these things, and we're wasting our time with this major diversion. And I would suggest that we take care of the things that we know that we can take care of, like abiding by the judge's federal judge oversight of Portland police, and hold police really accountable. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
My name is Roger. Am I on?
You can be. Either microphone will work. You just have to push the button. There you go. You're good. You're fine either way.
My name is Roger David Hardesty, minority partner, Consult Hardesty. I'm here to speak against the motion before you. I'm also the guy that came up with the website, which says, I believe, bidding, right? That was part of my evidence that I was going to give today. It doesn't say RFP on that publicly announced that the bid's going out, right, is what it says. I think I can make your day. This is a huge project, intensely complex, right? And we should probably go in like as a project plan, right? Coming back from an end result to implementing the cameras as some kind of like piece of that system, right? And so President Fish said that we needed to be looking at all the different elements. And one of them is going to be just simply redacting, right? Is that is that going to be a manual thing where they go in there and blur out faces? So basically, I need 4 days of additional testimony. And I think through public hearings, we could sort of flesh out a plan that gets to police accountability and decides whether or not and how much we want to spend on this feature, right? To start out buying the product and then figuring it out later down the road, that's not good management. So I submit to you these 10 barriers. It's just cool. It talks about all the different levels of police hours that they're going to be able to need to spend when you get zillions of hours of footage coming in. It's a huge process. New sets of policies, guidelines, renegotiate union contracts, extra training, intense. Okay, so anybody who knows anything is the Rialto study is the primary thing that goes behind whether or not cameras are a deterrence, right? And in their study, they say that the study was able to expose what happens when the level of certainty for apprehension for professional misconduct was set at 100%. It doesn't make any claims that cameras will reduce officer misconduct at anything less than 100%. We don't have that right now. What we have, according to the Department of Justice, is a self-defeating accountability system. And so I push back on these concerns about civil rights that have to happen at the state legislature level, because what will happen, what my deep fear is, that we will prevent anybody from ever seeing evidence of police misconduct, right? That's why the demand, number one, is very specific, is we have to figure out number three is we have to figure out some repository where these things are held and whether the people have access. Commissioner President Fish, this is the document from the Washington, D.C. Police Bureau about rolling out the body-worn cameras. It was a process that involved public hearings, and this describes the communities. Can I have 2 minutes?
I want us to take a recess in a couple minutes.
Well, I'm
going to
be submitting.
So try to wrap up.
This from the federal department, COPS program on how to implement the thing. The PERF, Police Executive Research Forum, is in on that as well. I have here the Portland plan to address racial profiling, which I believe is addressed in number 6, where you all said that you would have an annual review in 2010. We're sort of still waiting for that. This is Department of Justice findings, which describes the 48-hour rule and whether that should have been implemented. This is the OIR's first report, which you asked for yesterday or last week when the OIR reported, and it talks about that the contract needed to be updated in 2013, and it actually specifies the date your own consultants do. This is the National Lawyers Guild document, and in it, it talks about workarounds, about how you could actually get the 48-hour rule into contract negotiations. I'm sorry that I didn't get the 4 days of testimony because I would have also brought up other elements of data retention strategies.
Thank you very much. Ms. Cooper.
Thank you. Hello, Mayor and Commissioners. I am Trudy Cooper from Northeast Portland, Elliott neighborhood. I feel really pleased with the conversation that happened, particularly the cart before the horse comment, the privacy concerns, the attention to what kind of policies, whether it's investigation or data handling or community review, because this is far more than a technical issue, as people have highlighted. It is an entire system, because what the community wants most is a system where the core criteria is accountability, where every policy, every tool, the entire system itself works to change that structure of accountability. Because until police face reprisals for police misconduct, which across this country and in this city has not been the case, then those deaths will continue. So every policy, every tool, the entire system has to be guided and designed by that criteria of accountability. My main concern when hearing about the body cameras, because at first it seemed like a very good idea to me, and perhaps it really could be, is that instead of being, you know, what I'd like to see you do is provide the kind of leadership that really puts us on the map as leading the country in dealing with the epidemic of police violence, having every system work to do not only deterrence, but to support the ability for there to be reprisals and not be the people who accept a system that possibly is motivated primarily, that it's mainly a cosmetic tool, merely or mostly cosmetic, that is designed mainly for PR rather than the criteria of accountability. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have some others testifying.
The last two who signed up are Dan Handelman and Hiram Asmuth.
Come on up, please.
Good afternoon, Mayor and City Council. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and our organization is taking a neutral stance because we figure that you're probably going to get these whether we want you to or not. But we're very concerned about a lot of things that we haven't heard talked about today. I was glad Commissioner Fritz brought up the concern about Fifth Amendment rights and that people might just say something on camera and then be prosecuted. We're afraid that these cameras are going to be used far more times to prosecute people, particularly people of color, and put them in jail than they are to hold police accountable. We're also concerned that there is a state law, ORS 181.575, which is the basis of our discussion on the Joint Terrorism Task Force, that prohibits collecting or maintaining information about people without reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. And having cameras that could be rolling all day, mere conversations, whatever time a cop rolls up on somebody, seems to violate that law on its face. So, and I mentioned that to Lieutenant Scruggs, and he repeated back to the Training Advisory Council that when Portland Cop Watch tapes police officers, we're not the state, right? We're not the state collecting information on people. We're citizens observing our state actors perhaps violating their policies. The main company that produces these is Taser International, which is the company that produces, as you might guess, tasers. We had the same kind of conversation, very quick, this is going to solve everything, back when tasers were first introduced in Portland. At that point in time, I think it was about 150 people had died after the use of tasers, and Amnesty International was cautioning against their use. We got tasers anyway, and there's been at least one taser-related death in Portland, and there have been another 200 around the country, around North America. And Taser eventually admitted, oh, yes, they could cause death, even though they were sold as an alternative to deadly force. The Rialto study was partially funded by Taser, who has a financial interest in its outcome, and Rialto, California, only has 66 officers. When you look at every article about this issue, police body cameras, every single one will cite that same study. And it's not a valid study when it wasn't peer-reviewed, and the authors themselves admitted their methodology was not complete because they didn't talk to the individuals who'd been videotaped about their perceptions. We also support the comments that have been made about Eric Garner, the video that was done of that. That didn't lead to anything. There's a death of a homeless man in Albuquerque that was caught on police body cameras. It didn't stop them from shooting him, and it didn't hold him accountable. I think we're going to end up, unfortunately, with a lot of what I'm terming police torture porn, where people are going to be watching police use violence. And then in this culture that we have that seems to celebrate violence overseas and here in this country, is people will just get used to it instead of being shocked, which is what they should be. And finally, I was kind of hoping that maybe Lieutenant Scruggs could have presented some video here at City Council so the community can take a look at what this looks like so we know what we're talking about. And frankly, from videotaping for many, many years, I know that a video camera is subjective and depends where you point it. And an officer could say, and not my original thought, but they could say, stop resisting, and you just see a flurry of fabric in front of the camera. And so then the jury is going to hear that and think, oh, well, the person was resisting, but the camera's not necessarily going to show that.
Thank you. Thanks. Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Hiram Asimuth. I'm somebody who has filmed officers voluntarily with filmthepolicepdx.com on multiple occasions. I actually just changed my mind after your testimony. This guy is awesome, by the way, as you already know. I was leaning in support of this with one very, very real factor, and that's accountability. I think that's the number one factor we have to consider, is that if we're going to invest this massive amount of money without the accountability levels that are required, then it's almost a waste of money, you know. We have to get our accountability first, you know, and not put the cart before the horse. I want to read just one sentence. The police body camera wasn't rolling when 19-year-old Mary Hawks was shot and killed by an Albuquerque police officer in April. This is from the 5-city study. The police officer's camera was turned off when the officer fired his weapon. Just this week, the officer involved was fired after an internal probe discovered he turned off his camera at least 4 times. It is very rare for officers to be fired for failing to properly use body cameras. As someone who has filmed officers often, I can tell you that most of the taping that I've done, they've done a great job, you know, because and this is just an opinion, but they might act differently when they're not being filmed. I don't really know, because I never interact with a police officer without filming him or her. So I have no idea how they act when they're off camera. But I can say I do think that it protects not only the citizen, but it actually helps protect the police officer too, because when an officer is on tape, they are well aware of this. When you film, and this gentleman with CopWatch can tell you, you always are very obvious that you're filming them. You stand a safe distance away. They are very aware they're being filmed, and I do think that the conduct changes slightly than what may or may not have occurred had you not been there. But again, it just comes down to accountability. If the officer himself or herself is taping, most of these situations that escalate, such as Kendra James, such as James Chassie, these happen in public forums. So the issue of, you know, privacy protection, I don't think is quite as serious a thing in addressing should there be a camera or should there not be a camera. I think the more serious issue is how do you stand up to the police union and actually demand greater accountability from officers. The last thing I want to mention, this 48-hour thing is insane to me. I don't understand how, you know, it's not common sense that, you know, an officer has 48 hours to go to Applebee's just like they did after Kendra James, you know, have some, you know, some cake and some coffee and talk about what happened and make sure their stories corroborate. That's insane. You know, if there are multiple officers involved in a scene, they need to be sequestered and questioned, just like what happens with when officers arrest people. You know, that person gets grilled by police that same time, the same day, you know, within minutes sometimes. So I think the same regulatory protocols, the SOP, needs to apply to the officers as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you all for very thoughtful testimony on this. I'm going to recess the council for 40 minutes. So we will close the public hearing on this ordinance, take up discussion at 2 p.m. when we return. Thank you very much.
Just a couple housekeeping
things. Yeah, I know we have some other things that we want to try to...
We have 16 items left.
Right.
And by the way, I'm going to... Before the 2 o'clock agenda? I am going to ask at the next execs that we revisit the question of the time we allocate to these matters.
Yep. Yep.
I think, with all due respect, it's not a criticism. Put 30 minutes on this when we spent at least 2 hours and could have spent 4.
Yeah, we didn't put any time on this, actually.
But 30 minutes.
Is that what it was?
And I think this has been at least a two-hour discussion, could have gone longer, outstanding discussion. But what we're effectively doing is every citizen who came to talk about our regular agenda is not going to be heard today.
Yeah, I know.
And we cannot make that a recurring feature of these hearings.
I agree. Thank you. We'll be back in 25 minutes, 35 minutes.
Good. So give more time to police accountability efforts.